Why don't we want to be career girlies anymore? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Jamila.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Sharon.
So for today's episode, we are talking kind of about our professional life because all three of us are kind of at different stages. And it's almost kind of a reflection to an episode that we did, I think, 2 years ago or almost 2 years ago on passion versus paycheck. And if we still stand with what we said before and just kind of like a professional update because now that we're in our mid-20s versus our early 20s.
But it's also because we've been on the side of TikTok where people, as they get older, they express they just don't want to work anymore. Or it's like, my dream job would be. And it cuts to like just people living life rather than being sucked into work. And then me and Jam have also been texting a lot of like, I don't want to work anymore. I just want to play and stuff like that. So yeah, we're just going to talk about it.
Yeah, there's like that statement where people are like, I don't want a girl boss. I want a girl lie. I want a girl sleep or something like that, where they're just like, I'm not trying to be a girl boss, you know? But we can talk about our relationship with our careers. That's a good spinoff of why have you and Jam been talking about not wanting to work anymore?
Okay, I feel like I've had a lot of updates about work every time we do an episode, but at the time of filming this, I'm starting a new role tomorrow. Yeah, this is my third job this is my fourth job out of college. So I've been out of college for 3 years now. So this is my fourth job. I think on the last time we talked about career, I was very much like, yes, I want to be passionate about my job. I'm okay with taking the sacrifice and going into entertainment with lower pay. Yeah. But I think after going into it, I realized, you know, grass is not really greener on the other side. And my priorities really reshifted in terms of what I want. And a big part of that is being more financially stable. And I realized that, you know, the goals I want to reach wasn't gonna be reached soon enough for me. So I decided to actually kind of go back into tech. And yeah, my relationship with, I guess, career now is definitely not as gung-ho about I want to be passionate about my job. I'm very much okay with being in a role now where I might not be the most passionate about it, but it will pay me well. I could have more flexibility to do other things.
But your job that you're just starting, you still like. It's not like it's not something you care about, right?
Yeah. So I think before I was very gung-ho about like, I have to be 100% passionate about it. And with my new role, at least from what I know about it, it is still going in the direction that I want to do is like event marketing. And I've always been really interested in events. So I think there is still a factor of me needing to like my job because I still can't imagine me being at Walmart and doing what I was doing. But I'm just not as gung-ho about sacrificing like financial to like be like, I need to be like 100% passionate about it. Like, it's okay that like work is my life.
How jaded. So sad. I feel like I'm on a similar boat because I pretty much left my last role, which was very stable and good pay, working towards climbing the corporate ladder, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, no, I'm all about, you know, I want to live the life that I imagined myself. I deserve more than this, and I deserve to feel passionate and love my job, and I want to experience that. So I'm going to take a risk and leave my past job because it's going to work out for me, and I don't know what it is that I want to do, but I know I don't want to do this. So I did that. I made that decision, and I'm still in the process of like job hunting, and maybe it's because I'm still unemployed, so like I can't say if I love the job that I have because I don't have one. But like even interviewing or finding these roles, I'm like, how much of it am I really gonna love? Or like if it's a role that I am applying for and interviewing for and I don't get it, I just like get disappointed in the company, where I'm like, why am I selling my soul to a company? I think it's just like also because we were career girlies, or I was a career girly, quote unquote career girly, my entire life. High school was all about SATs and getting into college, and then college was like getting an internship every summer. After college, it's like you're first full-time job, once you get here, you'll be happy. And I feel like I always looked for like, when I get here, I'll be happy. And then I made each of those steps, and I feel like they were further and further away. And so now I'm just like, I want more out of life than just a job. Like, I just want to live life. I just want a simple life that's not tied to work. And so that's why I'm like, Amazon, take me back. I'll go back. Like, it's fine, dude. I don't need a job that I'm passionate about. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
You know, I don't think we talked about that during our passion versus paycheck. The idea that our work would be our life. Did we? I don't remember. Because we talked about we want to love our job. We want to do a job that we have passion for and stuff. But we never really addressed the fact that like, oh, it's going to be our life. We dedicate all of our goals and success to our job kind of thing. I don't think we really said that out loud until just now.
I think it's because a lot of people can just clock into their quote-unquote 9-to-5 and then mentally clock out after. That's it. It's just a means to make money and be stable and grow your career, which is what I now want, as opposed to like I maybe potentially thought I wanted to work in a different industry or completely start from scratch where you need to put in the, like, you have to grind and hustle, right? Where I'm like, is it worth it? Like, if I get there too, am I going to be disappointed again? So like, I think I'm just okay with finding fulfillment out of life over my job, I think, as of right now.
I think for me, at least, it was COVID versus not COVID. I think if it wasn't for COVID, I wouldn't have been as gung-ho about trying to find passion in my job because there's other things that would bring me that happiness. But at that time, the job brought me no happiness. Like, there was no balance. So I was like, oh, I need to switch jobs to, you know, find that happiness. So I think without COVID, I wouldn't have done the stuff that I've done. Not that I'm saying I regret any of it. Like, I am glad I did those steps. I'm glad, like, I am where I'm. I'm glad, but you know, there's also just like the financial part where I'm like, oh, I could have been like way more like financially advanced if I didn't do those things. But yeah, for me, if it wasn't for COVID, I wouldn't have been as gung-ho about being passionate about my job.
That was so many people. I feel like we're now feeling this effect of like people not wanting to pursue passion, but because of COVID, everyone had so much time to think about their passion and what they loved that it was like a sprout of people that was just like, I'm going to pursue what I thought was my ultimate goal because it was like that life-changing event. And then now we're just seeing the residual effects of like some people just don't want that life.
Well, I'm curious about you, Vicky, because whenever I reference, oh, do you know anybody who actually really enjoys their job? I have one example, and that's you. Because you never saw your job and what you do as a designer as work because you genuinely love what you do. So I'm curious to know if you're on the same page as us where you don't want to be a career girly anymore or like where you are.
Yeah, I don't think earlier when I said we, I kind of retract that statement. I don't think I've ever been the person that my job is my life. I knew from a long time ago, and even on my Finsta, I've made certain posts about how like I hate how people are on this like hustle and grind, and like I just like always wanted a life. I don't know where I'm going with that, but it's just like I never saw like my career as my end goal. Like, sure, it will play a part in it, but like my version of happiness doesn't mean like a super successful career, but it just so happens that I found something that I really liked to do as my job. And so I don't think I've ever changed and like my work isn't my life. I just got really lucky in finding something that I don't mind doing during hours and after hours. And I like never really thought about it like that until I was talking to Sharon about UX UI design. And I was like, oh yeah, some like fun projects that I'm doing after work is I'm redesigning stuff. I'm trying to build a brand on my own. And then Sharon made this comment where she's like, wow, isn't that such a crazy concept that after work you're doing more work technically? And I just like never saw it as that until that moment where I'm like, yeah, like my hobby is designing essentially. I just like do a different type of designing than I do at work. Sometimes it's the same thing, sometimes it's not, but like my hobby is what I'm doing for work.
That sounds nice.
I guess my relationship with my career, where I'm at, is I'm trying to get to Vicky's level, and I feel like I'll reach that with my new role because it's with events.
Yeah, I hope so. Do you still look for that when you're job searching right now, Sharon, or you're just like...
I literally don't care what I will end up doing. That's how turn of events it's gone. I think before I was always like, oh, it's frustrating how nobody I talk to like seems genuinely passionate about their job, versus now I get it. It's not about that they're putting energy into something that they don't care about. It's not that. It's just like they don't make that the sole focus of like the sense of fulfillment.
Yeah, see, I believe that people work to provide for the life that they want.
Yeah. I think I've just been also tainted by the job market. Like before, I'd be like, if I heard someone be like, oh, I only worked 4 hours this week, I'd be like, the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you wasting your time like that? Or, you know, but then now I'm like, go off, do whatever you want. Don't work if you don't need to, whatever. So I think I'm just a little bit jaded. But hopefully I would still like to work a job that I like and I'll just get there eventually. But
yeah,
I guess how are you keeping your head up with this whole process?
I mean, I won't lie, like the process hasn't it's not a fun experience. I think right now I also happen to reach that side of TikTok where I'm kind of on the job hunt slash professional side of TikTok, where people have been talking about graduating last year or this year and still struggling to find a job. Like, I totally understand what people mean by that. And I think as hard as it is, I think you just have to remind yourself that it unfortunately has just been a really shitty market and really shitty times for you to be a new grad, entry level, or like just looking for a job in general. That's probably not helpful.
Okay, what about like how with the continuous job search, like how have you dealt with rejection, or how do you kind of reset yourself or not being attached to a rejection or a job?
Oh yeah, I try not to get attached to companies anymore. Like I don't, if I get an interview process, I don't bank on the company, because sometimes if you get a little too attached, then afterwards it affects you a lot harder. And I'm not saying don't care about the positions or the interviews that you have. It's more so just like, I believe in the energy that you put out is the energy that you receive. So if you're almost kind of like desperate, it's like giving off negative energy. So maybe you'll get a little bit more of that negative energy in return. So I feel like, I don't fucking know.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I ever said it, but I'll just say, like, I give you so much props for this entire process. I know it's kind of like you don't have another option, but I'm the type of person who gets attached to a role. Like, when I get tired or like when I don't want to be in a role anymore, I search for like quick kind of, I want things to happen as quick as I am, as quick as it goes. So someone like me, I will get really attached to like any kind of roles that I see potential in, and it can be a really big like letdown if it doesn't go the way you want, and then it just like hella affects me like throughout the whole day and stuff like that. So how have you learned to like detach?
It's really bad mindset, but I just see it as companies will always choose them first. If you leave a role, they'll backfill you as soon as they can, or your work is kind of replaceable. It's just like, it helps me know my worth. Like, my worth isn't attached to whether I get a job or not, or like that role or work at that company. And so I don't know, Jamila. I don't know. I don't really have good things to say.
That's fine. I feel like you can not have good things to say. We kind of talked about the next question, but not really. But the concept of the lazy girl job and how we feel about it. So like, the lazy girl job is essentially doing the bare minimum at work and getting paid for it.
I might sound like a boomer or like a millennial saying this. Personally, I don't like it. Like, if that's what you want to do, sure. But I think for my personal preference, I wouldn't want a lazy girl job. I know I think when I was kind of like maybe 2 weeks ago or even like a month ago, when I was kind of like easing out of my job, I'm like, yeah, I just want to like do nothing. But maybe now that I have a break and really thinking about it, I'm like, oh, I don't want a lazy girl job where I feel like I'm not progressing in any way if I was just kind of like at this job. And to me, a lazy girl job is very replaceable. I'm not adding much value to it, where it's really easy for me to just quote unquote be like out of the competition.
Maybe that's a bad way to phrase it. I don't know if that's what it actually means, but I would say that like a lazy girl job is just like, you're not aiming for higher, you know, like you're doing what is asked of you. You're doing your job, but you know how like certain people, like they're doing their job and on top of that, they're doing more because they want to rise above it. But certain people are just like, I'm okay. And they'll just like do what is asked. It's not like they're doing anything bad, but they're not also trying to like build their company for them, you know?
Oh, I guess in that case, yeah, I guess I would agree.
I think I respect that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, don't get it twisted between not wanting to be a career girly and having a lazy job. Because yeah, what I meant by I don't want to be a career girly is not that I don't want to work at all. I know some people are like, oh, a dream job is, I don't know, like being a housewife or something. Like, you do you. But I don't not want to work. The thing is, when I did work at my previous role, that entire work was my life. It would consume me after hours. I feel like I just like sold my soul to find that sense of like achievement or status from work. Where now I'm like, work isn't my life. And I feel like I'm at a place where I can detach my self-worth from work. And I'm not the type of person who can slack off in a work setting either. So like, I don't think I can be the quote unquote lazy girl in the sense of like, oh, I'm not going to work towards a promotion or I'm not going to do this. I'm still going to put in my all to what I do, but I'm not going to make it my entire personality kind of thing.
Do you feel like, or for both of you guys, you don't, like how you just said, oh, you sold your soul. Even after work hours, you like thought about work. But is that because you didn't care for the job that you were doing? Like the work that you're doing was not important to you. But like, what if you found a job or something that you're doing that you like really care about? Would that make you want to do it after hours? And that's like the ultimate goal? Or you're just like, even then, I want to have a life.
That's a yes for me. With my old job, I think one, I realized what I needed to do or the majority of my work wasn't something that I was good at. And I feel like there's a lot of people, I don't like doing things that I'm not good at. And it wasn't an area that I want to become good at either. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I was really frustrated, I guess, with having to like work, put in like a lot of hours or whatever. But with my new job, I still know I'm going to have to work like a decent amount. But maybe just before I start, or because I actually think I will actually really enjoy, like I don't think I will mind putting in more hours and like putting in more work into this job. But I think I've also just come to realize there needs to be also a balance. I need to also have the flexibility to work towards my other things, such as creating content. So I guess, I don't know, does that still count like as a, I guess I'm still, I feel like I still have that mindset of I want, like a career is still a big part of my life.
Yeah.
Versus being more detached from like job and personal.
Yeah.
I think I might be a little bit different because at least as of right now through this job hunting phase, I think I've realized that I want a very distinct line between work and life. So for context, when I left my previous role with marketing, I thought I kind of wanted to do more creative side of things. And that came from like doing a podcast and having a YouTube channel, like that creative energy that I kind of wanted more so in my professional aspect, maybe like social media marketing or creating content for a brand, stuff like that. Where I think I've got to a point where I think I want that separation. Like I don't want my work to be leaking into my life. And I don't want life to be leaking into my work. I want to be able to clock out and I want to be able to give my all to both. I will progress both aspects of my life, but I want them to be very separate. Otherwise, I don't think I'll have a good like work-life balance.
That makes sense. Do you think we're becoming more of like, I think before we're like, we don't want to be like our parents. Like they were miserable at their job. Not miserable at their job, but like they just like did a job to put food on the table. Do you feel like we're becoming that?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Okay, I would preface that I don't think my parents are as traditional in that way. They're like, oh, like it's important to have work-life balance, but it's really important to still put like your career first. But I do see myself being more like my parents just because of the reality of living. Like I think this year of moving out just really made me realize the cost of living. And I think because of this reality is pushing me to be quote unquote, I guess, more traditional or like my parents of just being okay with a stable job that you don't have to love.
Dang, I don't think I agree with that. Or like I'm very different from that because I will always seek for a job that I love.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, I don't think I am like my parents. Like, I think if I started disliking my current job, I would immediately look for another one. I would not be like, oh, well, it pays my bills. Let me just stay longer.
Like, see, I'm really trying to put myself in the position of like, I'm at Walmart again. And I feel like I would be less gung-ho about seeking a new opportunity. Like, if I was in the mindset I am now, I feel like I'm way more realistic. I'm like, well, like with all this money, I could do these things faster or I could reach my goals faster or like live the more of the lifestyle that I perhaps want to. So I feel like that would make me stay at Walmart versus looking for something.
I don't know if this is like my Delulu mindset, but I think one of the reasons why I'm like, I will always seek for a job that I like more. It's because I think I will be worth more once I'm in a role that I like. Because like right now, I feel like I love my job so much as they give me the room to be what I'm good at. My job offered me a different role and something that I was curious about. They let me have more free rein in things that I do. And because of that, I grew bigger as a designer. I got better at what I was doing and I got to like expand myself more. Therefore, I know I'm worth more. Versus if I stay at this job and I'm like, I don't care about it, but I just want to get paid. I'm like, no, if I go somewhere else, I can get paid more because I will do more and I'll do better. So then I would just quit and do something else if that's what I was feeling. Because I feel like that would be stunting my growth if I just stayed there. And I know that I can be better and I can do more. That's also speaking from a person who's never been at a job she like completely hated.
Yeah, I think for me, it's just the reality of living has really caught up to me. I feel like the moment I turned 25, like reality just hit me like a fucking truck. And I feel like that's when perhaps I became more like you guys when you guys make jokes about living is a scam. Yeah, I feel that now.
Before, do you feel like there was something like blinding you from that?
I think before I was just always in a bubble. Like I feel like I was so protected. I feel like I was still like a kid. I felt like I could like make reckless decisions, or even though I thought my decisions were right and stuff. But I think now that I'm, you know, I quit my job at Walmart in like December 2021. And so it's been almost 2 years now. And then now I'm like reflecting back on my decisions. And I feel like a big part of it is like I thought I'll be way more financially advanced than where I am right now. So mm-hmm. I feel like that just really like hit a chord with me where I'm like, oh, I'm feeling the repercussions is just a bad word, but like feeling the results of my decisions. And I'm not to say like I regret it and stuff, but it's just like, oh, was it really the best move?
Yeah. Mm. Like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Right? Because you tried what you wanted to do and at the end of the day you enjoyed it, but it wasn't the same idea that you might have had of like, oh, I love my job, right? Yeah. But you had to figure that out. But then when you're comparing that to your quote unquote old life of the stable tech job that did pay more than what you did when you chose your passion, it's like, it's not that you, if you stayed at that tech job, you would have been unsuccessful. It's just like very different realities where at our age, like you do have to take into consideration factors like pay, stability and stuff like that, where like maybe we can't choose a potential passion that we have because maybe it can't provide the means of life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm only so confident in what I'm saying is because I know my skill set makes money. Like how Sharon just said, like, oh, your passion might not make you money. Like, I know for a fact my passion makes money. So I am comfortable in saying that I'll move on from this job if I don't feel happy.
Yeah.
See, yeah. I'm like, my passion is hanging out with my friends, or my passion is doing cool things. Like, my passion is having fun. Yeah. I can't just make a job.
Yeah, I'm just wants to play.
I feel like before I thought like, oh, I have to be passionate about my job because at one point I'm like, I want to be a full-time content creator. And I'm like, oh, I want to go into entertainment because I'm like, those are fun industries. But then I think the reality just hit me like, you know, it's work. It's not going to be ever as like fun as I think it is. So now it's like finding that balance of like, okay, at least like enjoy my job to like certain extent, or, you know, actually like wanting to, you know, progress in it. But another part of it is having the flexibility and the time to like make content, and that involves with like hang out with people or spending money to hang out with people or like doing cool things.
I'm curious to know if you guys found something that you really liked and it also makes money, if it will also again change your mindset.
Actually, this brings me to a question, because Sharon earlier mentioned about like being an entrepreneur. Would you guys ever want to be an entrepreneur?
That wouldn't be my whole life. It would be if I had excess money.
Yeah, I would not be an entrepreneur either. And that's something I used to think I was, but that's something I realized. I'm like, nah, I'm more of a contributor.
No, I do think I want to be a boss, but I don't want that to be my life. It's like kind of how Dubop is doing it. She's a boss. She has a restaurant in her name, but like her whole life savings isn't in that restaurant. If it doesn't work out, she still has this alternative career, which is content creating, working out for her. And that's how that would be the only way I'd want to be a boss. If I knew that if my business failed, I wouldn't be in the red, then I would do it.
That's your safe mindset. Because I think I was coming from the angle of financial aside. Some people have the want to be an entrepreneur. Like they are like, I want to create it. Okay, then yeah. So you want to be an entrepreneur. It's just that it's a financial part that will hold you back.
Yeah. Like if it wasn't my main job, I would be a entrepreneur. Like I want to. I don't mind being a boss and like financing my own business and things like that, you know?
Yeah, see, I wouldn't want to be an entrepreneur.
But are you scarred because your last job made you kind of have to think of your own strategies and stuff? Or is that like really what you think?
I'd rather be an investor.
Mm.
Like, I think for me, I rather have the extra money and invest in an idea or a company that I believe in and do that rather than coming up with my own thing. Like, because some people like love the fulfillment of like making a difference in the world or, you know, having their own business. Like, I don't think that's something that I have, actually. I think I'm much more like I will help, you know, I'll invest.
Yeah, I think that's the creator in me. Like, imagine I had an idea in my head and seeing it come to life would bring me so much joy.
Yeah, see, I don't think I have any of those like ideas that I've ever wanted to bring into life. If anything, I'm like, you know what, Vicky, I believe in you. Let me invest.
Yeah. I can see that.
What about you, Sharon?
I think that's like a, if it happens, it'll happen kind of thing. If I reach a point in my life where I want that, then it'll happen. It's not like, oh, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur or I'm super closed off to the idea. It's not, yeah.
I know we just like bashed on the whole idea of us anything career, but our last point is, do we have any career goals that we want to have?
My goal right now, I just want to stay in my job, or I am going to stay in my job.
Even if you're unhappy?
I feel like before, I always went into the job thinking rainbows and butterflies. This is how it's going to be. But I feel like this time around, the expectations of it was set very clear for me in the beginning. But my hiring manager, my recruiter, like everyone set really clear expectations. And I think I also have this mindset of like, I think being mature, like the job is not going to be like rainbows and butterflies. And so I feel like I know what to expect. I know what to expect. Like, I don't think I'll be surprised or thrown off as I have previously.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have career goals, Sharon?
Yeah, I just want a job. I think my answer will change based off where I'm at. Obviously, I think just because of the situation I'm in right now, I will adopt the mindset of like, the grass will be green where I water it. It's what I make of the situation. Whatever job I end up in next, it's going to be because it somehow fits in my realm of expertise or career. It's what I make of it. I think it's going to be my thing. And then if I want to take the next step and be a career girly again, then that'll happen when I'm there. But it's just...
I have a lot. I still stand by wanting to become a UX engineer. I just don't have a timeline for that. And then selling my prints, if I ever get to that point. So the two like most related to my job, but also hobby in life.
Yes, me too. I want half or part of my income comes from my actual day job. Part of my income comes from content.
Same.
Yeah.
Well, that was our conversation about kind of passion versus paycheck part 2/ where we are in our career and how things have changed. I'm sure a lot of people can relate or understand where we're coming from. Also, don't be jaded by whatever we said. And I hope you are thriving in your career. And we'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.